more. Just
from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology.
Support for Zydeco et Passale comes from Pelerin Life Insurance Company. Pelerin Life Insurance specializes in final expense life insurance, which helps families with financial support upon the death of a loved one. The number for more information is 332-2111.
Hi, this is Bill from the Dirty Rice Show, inviting you to join us each Saturday night from 8:30 to 10 p.m. right here on KRBS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Might be superstition, but some kind of something going on down there.
All right, we're back.
Yeah, we're back.
We're back.
Superintendent's Golf Tournament. We'll be hosting their 17th annual Superintendent's Golf Tournament on April the 14th, 2014. And that will be at the Wetlands. And that is to raise some money. And it was established in 1997. And this is to help students that are graduating from Lafayette Parish Public Schools. The purpose of the scholarship program is to assist selected students defray the cost of continuing education for 1 year following graduation. So that is something good to be part of. And if you need more information, you can call Bobby Battle at 337-521-7113. And they're calling on all golfers and team golfers and go out and have some fun at the same time while you help and support the students that are graduating and going on and doing some great things. So this will be at the Wetlands Golf Club, and that will be April the 14th, and that will be the LPSS Superintendent's Golf Tournament. Get out, get your clubs, shine them up, get ready for your conversation, go out and talk that good stuff, have some fun hitting the ball and see who can put it in the hole.
Yeah, the problem is hit the ball not in your fairway, not in somebody else's fairway.
No. Remember the number four. For those of you who don't understand the word, the number four, it means duck because the ball is coming at you.
It's coming your way.
Coming your way, and it's coming fast. So be aware. Always be aware of your surroundings while you're there. John, April 16th coming too?
That's right. April 16th, we're having a big Zydeco Cajun Bash over at Vermilionville.
Vermilionville.
And that's for the Shining Light Foundation first annual fundraiser that we're going to have. And we have approximately 10 to 12 bands that have said that they will be there in support and volunteering that time.
Good deal. So yeah, got a lot of bands.
I think it's going to be nice, you know, to see Lynn August there on the stage.
Absolutely.
And when you don't see him and hear him very often around here, and then we got many others, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Jeffrey Broussard said that he might just be able to come out if he's in town, he's going to be there.
Yeah. It's on a Wednesday.
Yeah, it's a Wednesday night.
That gives all the musicians an opportunity to come out, not only to help support, but they come out and enjoy themselves with each other,
too. That's right.
You know, so build that relationship with each other, and that is definitely needed in the musical world of Zydeco. Also,
and Cajun band. We got Cajun music, too. Yep. Howard Noel is going to be there.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Also, the extravaganza is coming in May.
That's right.
So you can start preparing for that. I'm sure we'll start hearing a little bit more about the Zydeco extravaganza. So we're getting a lot of things, and you've got other things. We got a lot of things are fixing to start popping.
Oh, yeah.
And
well,
start having some good times.
Springtime is coming.
The weather's getting nice. A little cloudy out there, but that's just
it's a little cloudy?
How it is. Yeah.
It's cloudy.
It's cloudy. It looks like it wants to rain, but we'll see what happens. It's not supposed to rain.
It's supposed to be sunshine today because according to the weather that passed through last night.
They didn't say how long the sun was going to shine. But it is shining.
You
just can't see it. They did not lie. The sun is shining.
Well,
you might not see it.
You know what it's like?
What?
It's like when you're walking in the sun with an umbrella.
Yeah. Yeah, why? But, man, yeah it's kind of like.
That's what it is. You have an umbrella. The cloud are umbrellas.
Absolutely.
For most of us.
Same
and
thing.
We got to say hello to Leroy Marceau.
Yeah, Leroy. Good morning to you.
In Cow Island or Falkland Island, one of them islands back there.
A lot of things.
And we haven't heard from our friend from Gaydon for quite a while.
Well, I think he's working now on Saturday mornings, and they would not let him turn the radio on.
Oh,
so
he's
having some real problem today. Whatever day he's off on a Saturday, he'll call us.
But
the last time he called, man, I got a day also. I had a chance to listen to. You guys just can't listen to it. You know how. He's very excited.
You remember Howard Citizen, Joe Citizen's cousin?
Yeah.
His cousin? He celebrated his 94th birthday, and he was dancing at some festival. And he was 94 years old and still dancing away.
Well, Zydeco Joe, what, he's 92, 93?
No, he's 80, 84.
Why is it that after 85, every year is just so, oh, no, he's only 86. Oh, no, he's only 87.
But it means so much, I guess.
Well,
no, he had his little surgery, and, of course, he said they put some new parts in an old engine.
Oh,
and he said, they're fighting each other.
Oh, boy, I guess that's interesting stuff there.
Yes,
one can't.
That's right. And he said, but he's doing well. He called this morning, and he said he's doing well. He's recuperating. I didn't realize that he had such a serious surgery.
I didn't either until he called 7 weeks ago. Well, it's 8 weeks ago, 2 months now. And also want to say happy birthday to my brother-in-law, Donald Braxton, in Overland this morning. Happy birthday to you, brother-in-law.
Oh, how old is he?
He told me not to tell.
So I'm not going to tell. Okay.
He's still a young man. He's hitting the right zero numbers, you know. So there's always a zero. When you hit them zeros for some reason, just move you into another category.
Tell me something.
John. You know, you got a zero coming up in a couple of years, I'm sure.
Yeah.
What about another? How many years before you hit another
that's
zero?
That's all right. That's all right. That's all right. That's all right. I mean, we're not going to say anything. Just a zero
50.
Coming up.
Yes, a zero coming up. 50. How many?
50. Yes, 50. Yes, 50.
And you got, how many before you hit 50?
It's going to three years before I hit 50.
Well, that's not a bad deal.
Well, actually, it's 2.5.
Okay, well, then you and Al Celestine ought to be running about the same race.
Pretty
close?
Al and I run around the same age. Same age, but Al is a little older than me.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a little older. You can tell, though.
Oh, okay. Get ready for the lick in the gut.
Yeah. But we have a listener that I found out this past Thursday, and he was around the school, and he was for a parents teachers conference, and he stopped by the classroom, and he just introduced himself.
Right.
His name is Carlton Mouton.
Okay.
And he's a cardiologist.
Okay.
Some cardiologist, something with cardiologists.
Okay.
But he said he listens to us. He's been listening to us ever since he was about 8 years old.
8 years?
Yeah.
Oh.
He said he'd been listening to the station.
Well, John, we've only been on the air for 5 years.
When Zydeco
Joe
used
listening to us for 8. So he's about 13?
He said he'd been listening since 8 years old. I said, now ask him, how old are you? Well, I won't say.
But he's 13 years old, teaching the class in the cardiologist. Very brilliant guy.
Well, Carlton Mouton, we just want to say good morning to you.
Absolutely.
And he said he would be calling sometimes, but he said, I asked him to come by.
Yeah, that would be good.
But he said no.
You don't want to go?
No.
A lot of people are just scared to come get on this mic.
Know.
I don't understand.
I don't know why.
But we
are very kind.
Very kind. Come and check it out. And it's a good thing.
The dance for the, what is that?
What?
Murphy Richard's niece.
What's
her name?
I can't remember the name, but it has been canceled.
Yeah, but it's going to be scheduled for June the 8th.
Oh, they got, June the
8th. Sunday.
That's on a
Sunday.
Okay,
and so
June the 8th.
She's going to give us some more information as we get closer to that, too.
Okay, good.
Now, Chubby Carey is going to be over in Youngsville at Sugar Mill Pond.
Sugar Mill Pond.
This afternoon from 6 to 9.
Okay.
And they're having a big free stuff that's going on over there. Every year they have that. Okay. And by the way, Keith Frank is going to be over at River Ranch, too, not this coming Thursday, but I think the following.
Following Thursday
for, what do you call it, something on the river, Rhythm on the River.
Rhythm on the River.
Rhythm on the River. Keith Frank will be there.
Okay.
And then Leroy Thomas is going to be at Camp Lounge in New Iberia tonight as well.
New Iberia is hot.
Yeah. Did you see that? Did you see that new campsite that they
have? Yeah, that's some. Whoa. They got some stuff going on. New Iberia is definitely in the growth stage right now.
And then tomorrow, Leroy and Terry and Brandon Lede will be over at Café des Amis for a fundraiser tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
So we just want to let the folks know that what is taking
place.
That
is happening. Also,
yes.
Good morning to my family, Bobby, Mac, Megan, Melanie, and Marley this morning. Good morning to you, JT. Good morning to you and Big Mamu this morning. Good morning to you and Jane this morning. Hopefully everything is going well. Guess Snow might be outside cooking, doing something good going on. Herb Celestine, good morning to you. At the car shop, selling cars, having a good time.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. All things are good. You know, everybody's good. All my nephews. Yeah. And nieces.
I got to say good morning to my nephew also. My nephews.
How about Artie?
Nephew Artie.
Oh, yeah, we got to holler at Artie.
Yeah, I got to have him.
Artie was hard on you, man, last Saturday. He was. I can't catch up with him. I said, well, he told you what he was doing.
Yeah, he's all right. And then Ernie, of course, and of course the St. Julian boys are my nephews. And that's BD, Mark, and Will.
BD Mark, is that the twins?
No,
we're the twins. How old are the twins in Baton Rouge?
Oh, yeah. We're talking about...
I don't want to strain your brain here.
No.
I'll catch you on the next time. But anyway, tomorrow to the twins
that's
in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, the twins in Baton Rouge. That's some little topes.
Yeah. Oh, yep. That's okay. And Earl, good morning to Earl.
Yeah. And, Earl.
Earl
is doing fine.
Oh, yeah, but that's good.
And just say good morning to all of my family. I got so many.
Yeah, you got so many, you can't call everybody.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
okay. Here we go with something by Terrence. Terrence Simeon on his Dark Side, one he actually won his Grammy for. And I'm going to play number 10, Pressure Drop.
Pressure Drop. Boy, some people need some pressure to drop.
Oh yes. It isn't you.
Pressure, pressure, pressure gonna drop on you.
I see pressure drop, oh pressure, pressure.
got to feel it.
All that you're doing is wrong.
Curly too.
yourself. Grab your partner by the hand, y'all, and do the curly two-step. Well, we go dance all night, y'all, and do the curly two-step.
All right, this next selection is going out for families who have lost a loved one or someone who's I guess, terminally ill. And we just want to play this selection because it reminds you of your family members who you have memories about. And sometimes we think about the time that we're going to end this life or this passing on this earth. And this selection by Terrence Simeon, Will the Circle Be Unbroken, I think it has an idea or is trying to tell you that sometimes you do have to break that chain and you have to replace it with the memories in which you would have of someone. The person that you're thinking about, the person that you have sorrow about as well. Of course, we have a family member that, of course, passed away in my wife's life and her family. His name is Frederick Wright, and he's being funeralized this afternoon in memorial service at Sarai. But nevertheless, all of the people who have lost a loved one, I just want you to listen to this song right here, because deal with the memories, because you know one thing? We need to cherish the memories and the times that we have with an individual. Think about the memories. Think about the good things, and sometimes you may want to think about the bad things.
But you got to build those memories when you have them, too.
That's right.
They are here with us.
That's right.
You got to build those memories because the end is coming.
And that's what I'm saying to them.
The end is coming, but you better build the memories today.
Yeah.
Not tomorrow. Build those good time memories that you can sit back and think about those good times when loved one.
You sit back and think about it. And pass it on.
Sure.
Pass it on to your descendants, people that actually, your ancestors.
Take pictures.
They came in and shared with us their life, and they really wanted for us to pass it on.
Sure.
You're
going to pass on.
Yes.
Yeah. Take pictures, so the pictures help memories. If you can get some recordings of the voice, just pass it on.
And this is going out for a newfound friend in Kaplan. He did not want to share his name.
That's good.
But he says that he's heading in that direction, he believes.
Well, you don't go until your numbers call.
That's right.
On a cool and cloudy day, when I saw those birds will roll in, they were taking my best friend away. Undertaker, Undertaker, won't you please drive real slow? That's my best friend that you're carrying. Lord, I sure hate to see him go.
Right back.
Support comes from Louisiana Folk Roots, presenting Baffa Week, April 5th through 10th at Vermilionville in Lafayette. Featured artists and dance bands include Baffa Toujours,
D.L. Menard, Gino Delafosse, and the band Coubillon. Complete class and performance schedules are available at lafolkroots.org.
Perhaps it's the originality and cultural authenticity of KRVS that has made you a devoted listener. We're very committed to making certain that we continue to fulfill that need, whether it's providing you with the kind of music you can't find anywhere else, offering you entertainment on our weekend programs, or sharing alternative points of view. Helping us to accomplish that is our Cypress Lake Circle, and we invite you to become a member through an annual gift of $1,000 or more. To find out more, call Development Director Judith Merriweather or visit krvs.org, clicking on the support button.
Regional Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS-FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Hate to see him go. Will the circle be unbroken by
gonna hurt me, would you tell me it's heart, baby. I try to make you happy. You know I try so hard, mama. I try to make you smile. Even though I might be a million miles from home. And if I do, baby, I'll do it all for you.
Allons-y de quoi ici, cher. I'm gonna take you old time with a new school flavor. Don't you? Attention, cher. Oh, yeah, baby. I'm gonna take you with that. Hey, toi. Can't forget the roots of Zadikuno. I went to the Zydeco. You know I had a ball talk. I didn't want to come home. Now when I got back, Cartan was waiting in the kitchen. She tried to pass me some lickings. She tried to give me a whip. Say don't you hit me, Cartan. You know you're hurting me. Please don't hit me, Cartan. I can't take you no more. Don't hit me, Cartan. You know you make me feel bad. Please don't hit me, Cartan. You know you make me feel sad. That's what. Do it, y'all. Hey, y'all. Old time. It's Saturday night, and I'm back at it again. I'm on the run, wanna have some fun. I met this girl. She was in the club. She looking so good. I think I fell in love. She put her face in my chest. I thought she was feeling it too. She said I'm ducking my head, 'cause Cartan passing some licks at you. Say don't you hit me, Cartan. You know you're hurting me. Cartan, I can't take it no more. Don't hit me, Cartan. You know you make me feel bad. Please don't hit me, Cartan. You know you make me feel sad. It's what. Hey, Cartan. Be Horace. Do it, y'all. Old time.
baby. Do it! Attention, baby! Give me some. I'm gonna take you away, baby. Hey, to her. Old time.
All right.
Well, John, you where my little buddy?
Who?
Huh?
Who? Which one?
Little Buck. Little Buck, man. You heard from?
Oh, Little Buck. No. But let me tell you what Little Buck was trying to do.
What? He's still trying to climb the ladder to get to the pit?
Yes. And you should see him. Now he's complaining because, you know, he had about 15 chickens.
He did. I did not know.
Yeah, he had.
That's what that was in the back of his house clackling. Yeah, I thought it was a record. They were scratching.
No. But he had some chickens back there.
In the house.
And he was fussing. I went by there the other day, and he and somebody was sitting on the porch out there.
Uh-huh.
And he just fussing away because somebody stole some chickens.
Really?
Yes. And he said, now all I got is two chickens, a pregnant cat, and a barbecue pit I can't use because it's too high.
He's having a bad life, huh? Things is rough.
The barbecue pit is too tall.
He can't cook. At least the chicken is safe.
but he's complaining about the chicken. No kid. Kids are stealing his chickens.
Oh, well, please bring his chickens back. If you cook it, at least bring him a piece of cooked chicken back to the man.
He took his chicken. He said, look, he just needed to get
he probably left
back.
That gate open. The chickens.
No, they were all open. They were just free to roam.
Oh, they're free to roam kind
of
chicken.
Free to roam, but they'll never get in the street.
Well, that's a smart
chicken.
He had
trained his chickens
not to cross the street.
Not to cross the street.
That's some no street crossing chickens there.
But he's having a crawfish boil today.
Today?
Yeah, and he's inviting only his special friends.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you get invitation?
No.
Me neither.
No.
I don't know why, so I must be everybody else.
He did not invite
us. I don't know why.
Who told me that?
Who?
Big Mark.
Now, Big Mark going to tell the truth. Yeah.
Big Mark told us that he was having a crawfish boil, but it was only for special friends.
Oh, it didn't. That did not include us.
Yeah, it did not.
I can hear him now. That's right. That's not for y'all. That's good. Well, good morning to you, Little Buck and Big Buck, wherever you may be. Hopefully it's all going well for you.
Well, Big Buck is doing some things now. I was reading on the paper that he's starting a club now.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know all the specifics of it, but it seems as though it's going to be something nice to have and to be in. That's right.
Okay. Sound good.
Big Buck is doing some things that he wants to do.
Good deal. I know he's always trying to help somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a good deal. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as we get ready to close out for today.
Yeah, and we got, 45 minutes? Not 45 minutes. We got 15 minutes left.
Yeah.
It's 11:45 at this time. And, Melvin, it's just one of those springtime days.
It's coming along just fine. Not a problem. Have fun. Don't plant nothing yet because Easter ain't here.
That's right. And, too, what you've seen, the cool weather. In and out because it hasn't changed yet. The pecan tree. Pat, I want you to go out there and check that lady's pecan tree next to your house.
He's going
to
get beat up out there. That lady going to beat him up out there. Always checking on her tree. Check on your own tree. Plant your tree.
Pat say he crossed the fence over there. What you doing in my yard?
Listening to you. You're going to get beat up out there messing around. Say good morning to my neighbors over there, Doc, Kevin, and Ronnie and Woody. Good morning to you guys. Christopher, good morning to you.
Who's Woody?
Woody. First cousin.
Oh,
they're okay. Right behind me.
Okay. You know Woody. You know Woody, the cartoon person.
There is a Woody. Yeah, it was called Woody. Woody was it Woody Woodpecker? That's what it used to be. The cartoon.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but it's Woody.
It's Woody.
Woody right. Goodley.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's go to hand 45. We got 15 more minutes, or actually 14 minutes left for this program. Melvin.
Next time.
We'll see you. As we come to a close of our program on this Saturday morning, I just hope that all of you had a wonderful time and you have a good day prepared, and that you were very thankful and you were pleasant to someone this past week, and you plan to do that continuously throughout the weekend. So if you meet someone sometime, just smile with them, because you can always take that very same smile and share it with someone else. So don't be selfish with your smile. And regardless of whether or not you have to frown or you have some problems, don't let the other person know what kind of problem you may have. And you may just want to share with someone and say, look, can you help me with that? And go on and live your life, because the more you walk around with the problems on your shoulders, the harder it is to get rid of it. So next time, ladies and gentlemen, when we see, it's going to be next Saturday. I hope you join us this coming Saturday at 8 o'clock, where we'll be back with more Zydeco. But in the meantime, I want you to stay tuned right here and enjoy the music of Herman Fuselier, and you know what he plays on this Saturday morning. Besides that, be kind to someone wherever you go in your lifetime. Have a good weekend.
Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS 88.7 FM.